You listen to the PA Rut Report, Pennsylvania's premier podcast station, PA Rut.
All right. You are here with PA Rut Reports, hunting, fishing, and outdoors. We have the life with us, along with PA Rut Rob, and yours truly, PA Rut Brad. We're down here at the Bearded Buck. This is the second time we've been here, and the second time with the life. Pretty awesome experience down here, and I'm going to introduce Tom and Nick right now, and you guys take it away.
All right, Brad.
Yeah. Glad to be here.
Let me cut in. Okay. You cut in already? That's kind of rude, but all right. Over. It is your show, so we'll let you go.
And, you know. But just to set the scene, if you listen to the podcast that we did with the life a year ago, we're in a armed shelter for all intents and purposes, guns all over the walls.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
It is.
Stark difference from our shed.
But definitely. Someday the shed will look like this. Someday.
A two-room gun safe, actually. Two-room gun safe, yeah.
So anyway.
Thanks for having us, guys. Yeah, appreciate it.
Without further ado, why don't you guys take it away, let us know what you're doing, where you're heading.
What are we doing here? I don't even know.
We haven't figured it out yet, right?
No.
We're not killing turkeys, I know that.
Well, some of us.
Yeah.
I mean, you know. No, we've been struggling a little bit, but yeah, we're back. You know, like you said, year two doing this event here. A little different this year. We last year it was a hunt, learn, compete event where we had the students out and everybody was competing for the prizes and you know, obviously mixing in that education. But this year, Nick, Jerry, myself, we all decided let's invite some of the partners out that we deal with on a yearly basis, contractual basis. You know,
big mistake,
the show,
yeah,
so. Yeah, big, huge
won't
mistake.
Happen again.
So next year it'll go back to students.
But no, but you know, like you guys said, you set the scene. I mean, the here at the Bearded Buck, you can't ask for a better place to host these events and just kind of kick back and enjoy yourself. No pressure, kind of atmosphere, you know. Mm-hmm. So for us this year, we've got a lot of our Hunt Learn Competes planned, those events like we did, but this one's more of just a you know, kind of enjoy each other's companies.
A lot less stress for you guys involved here this year.
There is a lot less stress. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Can get kind of lay back and enjoy yourself before your busy season gets rolling. Mm-hmm. Here.
Exactly. Yep. And you know, we do business with these guys throughout the year, so it's great to just kick back and have a couple cold ones and go turkey hunting and you know. Enjoy
in no particular order.
And not in that order whatsoever, no. Let's clear that up. Safety first, yeah.
Well, throwing this out there for the people that may not know who you guys are, what the life is, you want to give it a little breakdown. You guys are on the Sportsman's Channel
right now.
We're
on Sportsman, yeah.
Second season of...
Season two.
Pretty interesting concept behind you guys' show and kind of what... Because I started watching it, I believe, before I met you two.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Just the process that you guys take, it's really built around a learning experience, which is much different than the standard show that you see out there. They're just guys going out there and hunting. You guys are producing pretty much everything you're doing. You're also creating, we'll say, underlings. But Money Mike, the Bearded Buck, he is a product of you guys' program.
Doing great, by the way. He is.
So, yeah, your guys' stuff is pretty good, not only for its quality, but also concept. So.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, you know, that's kind of the thing. We always want to separate ourselves as much as we possibly can. You know, we're not breaking any molds. But for sure, the education part, inspirational, you know, trying to get some of these people involved and show them that there's, I mean, Mike's a case in point. I mean, there's a, you know, it's a real potential to get out there and do this for a living if that's what you're after. Yeah. So
we'll say to throw this out too. You are not the life at Table Rock.
No, not
just
that.
The life.
Right.
Yeah,
yes.
I was all amped up. Get the DVR. I'm like,
wrong.
That's not Tom. That's not Nick.
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah.
No beards.
Yeah.
No beards.
Everyone, Table Rock.
So
no, appreciate you, but yeah, go ahead. Yeah, Brian.
No, that's fine. We're here at the Bearded Buck, and I want you to tell us a little bit about your relationship with the Bearded Buck and how it's blossomed from year one till now.
Yeah,
and what you guys are doing together.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of unique, and that's just this industry as a whole. You know, Jerry originally called me to come out and do a 1 day class. He wanted to teach all his, you know, the Bearded Buck crew because they were putting their TV show together. And I came out and did that class right here. And honestly, from that day forward, you know, Jerry and I really hit it off. His team really blossomed, as you said, you know, in that 1 year's time. he was like, man, this is crazy. It went from, you know, having that dream of having a television show and not having any clue on how to go about it to, boom, here we are, you know. And, you know, Nick and I, of course, we're in business doing our thing. And now it's a little bit more than just a friendship. You know, Jerry is mine and Nick's business partner. We're third owners in our company, the Outdoor Media Group. And of course, we're producing not only our show, but Jerry's show. And so it's a lot. It's more of a friendship and a business relationship now. So it's kind of twisted here.
That's awesome. But you know, yeah. Jerry's a real easy guy to get along with. Oh, so I'm sure as a business partner,
not at all.
Yeah.
I'm sure as a business partner, you couldn't have picked a better guy to join your crew.
No, and absolutely
that's
not.
That's awesome. You guys are now. So you're going to be on the Sportsman Channel, and the Bearded Buck is going to be on the Pursuit Channel.
Starting this July.
So is that some kind of conflict there, or are you guys
going to both shows? No, two different networks, two different times of the year. So they're Q3, Q4. They're all summer, and we're January through June. So kind of always have something going on at a certain time. There's not really any conflicts with the networks. I mean,
not at all.
I don't know how that worked. If you guys, you know, could only sponsor yourselves on one show
it's actually kind of a good thing because you know it expands our network. Yeah, you know, it allows us, number one, throughout our show in the Bearded Buck, we've actually overlapped some of our partners. You know, it gives us an opportunity to offer something to our partners in addition to what we do. So now, you know, again, we produce it all. So now they've got a chance to be part of what we do in say Q1, Q2 on Sportsman. And now, throughout Jerry's channels in the Bearded Buck, now they've got a different show with a different message and a different style, Q3, Q4, on Pursuit Channel. So now, multiple networks, all 12 months out of the year that we've got some form, you know, a show that we produce on air. So it's really worked out. And he's got his own partners as well, you know. But
that's really awesome. I mean, I'm sure that your travel situation is going to get a little bit more hectic. I know you guys are always on the road doing this and that. But now that you're doing two different things.
That's what Mikey's
how much
for.
That gonna pick
that's right.
No,
that's
we don't do much of the filming. That's Mikey pretty much.
It's the beauty of the schools and the education part of it. You know, we educate those people. Yeah, mm-hmm. and actually, Mike is today doing a lot of the rough cut edits. You know, for the Bearded Buck show. So by the time it makes it to our offices, and you know, Nick's got to do a final on it or whatever. He's doing really a fantastic
storyline's already there.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't think it'll affect our travel. And really what one of the things that Nick and I are trying to build more is our post-production business, you know, that portion of it. And now we're doing four shows across Outdoor Sportsman and Pursuit Channel. And when I say doing, we're doing the post-production work in some form or fashion. We also have another contract in place for another show on Sportsman for next year. So that'll be show number five that we're producing. So it's actually quite the opposite. Keeps us in the office more.
Yeah, okay, so you're not traveling as much anymore. You can kind of focus on what you need to do to get your shows out there. And that's awesome. That's good. That's a definite change from where we were here last year.
It is. Yeah. It is. And it's, you know, refreshing. I've got a little one, you know, 4 years old at home. So for me to be able to stay home and be around her a little bit more is good. Not to say we don't travel. I mean, we do plenty, believe me.
Well,
with that
concept in mind, and I know we were talking about this a little bit earlier in the event here, you guys kind of have shifted, I won't necessarily say shifted your model in relation to how people find you and how they interact with you and how they what they learn about filming or editing or anything else you want to throw out there. You now offer is Film the Hunt?
The website. Yeah, that's the film education source.
Elaborate on that aspect of what it is.
Yeah,
you guys do.
So and it's kind of interesting because I think the earliest conversations of us doing that were right in this room a year ago. Sure. Yeah, and so basically what we've done is we've branded all of our education to Film the Hunt, and that website is filmthehunt.com. So it's all kind of umbrellaed underneath that brand now. And it consists of what it did before. We've got the week-long courses, the field production course, the editing courses. We've now introduced an advanced editing course where we're doing color correction and, you know, audio, some After Effects stuff. So that's kind of new. But, to go, you know, in the along the lines of what you were talking about, we've moved into a online platform where somebody can learn right from their couch.
So is it somewhat of a a la carte type service in that regard, or no, you're set into a specific train once you
start. So there's a couple different options. It's the same curriculum, but it's a couple different options. So basically you can get on there, and if you choose to, hey, I want to get that basic education from home, you can do so if budget is, you know, a little tight, which, hey, it's tight for everyone, right? In their their own respect. But you can do it for $25 a month. Get on there and you can sign up. And over the course of, say, 10 months' time, you're going to get that education, that curriculum. So,
yeah, we can say that. I mean, if you think for $25 a month, that's a wealth of knowledge that you're getting. You look at the type of stuff that you pay $25 a month for right now. That
sure.
I mean, there's minimal return in a lot of subscription type services like those. But at least in our atmosphere, we get a lot of guys that submit footage to us and just ask us to share it or put it out there.
Sure.
And the majority of stuff, it looks like, was recorded on a flip phone. Blurry, fuzzy, bad quality.
That's tough. If we did that, we would have nothing but that up there for the whole season.
Right.
But
so going into the $25 a month deal is actually a lot less money than what I had anticipated it would be, considering what you get out of it.
So we also have the one-year option, too. So if a guy's got, you know, the $250 to spend up front, and that's honestly probably our most popular option, but he can get all the whole curriculum the day he signs up for $250, but then he has it for 12 months. So he might take the whole course and be done in 2 days, but he's got it there as a reference guide. I mean, you can pull it up on your cell phone. It's obviously, you know, adapts to all cell phones, and you can watch a lesson right from right in the tree, you know, or from that's your turkey awesome. Blind. Yes. So,
yeah. And another thing that is intriguing about you guys, and it's the fact that a lot of the guys in the industry are products of you guys' process, really. Mm-hmm. Like we were talking about Money Mike before.
Money Mike, is that what you call him?
Money Mike.
Scab.
He's got so many nicknames. He's got Toby.
Five or six.
Drone.
Drone.
So, the last time we were in here, or the last Hunt, Learn, and Compete event, I believe there were probably six or seven guys here that weren't necessarily competing that were working with you guys.
Yeah. Right, right.
But they're all active in the industry right now.
Correct.
For all intents and purposes. So if you're passionate about it or you really want to learn how to do it, there is a probability if you go through Tom and Nick's channel for you to get employment after it's done or really during the process.
There certainly is. We've actually implemented a new program too called the Graduates Program, and that's for those that go in through our entire field production or the Adobe editing course. They can become part of that Graduates Program. It's put in place just for that. I mean, we've got a lot of, you know, industry professionals, producers out there that are looking for a good lead to someone to come out and produce for them, and they're using us more and more. And we're proud to say, I mean, just this last year, we've had guys work for Trained Assassins, Headhunters TV, Bone Collector, Pat and Nicole, Realtree. We just had a guy filming Tyler Jordan down in Georgia from Realtree.
Red Arrow.
So, I mean, a lot of the biggest names out there. So he can confidently say it's not a pipe dream. It's happening, and here's the people that are doing it. You know,
that's got to make you guys feel good. I mean, see all your guys out there, you know, achieving their goals and working for different companies.
That's why we do it.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to fuel your fire. You know,
it does.
And, I mean, you have an intern right here, right now, in the room with us, and
we do.
I'm going to pass the mic to him and let Nick maybe tell us a little bit about him, and then he can chime in a little bit.
Sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah. So Justin has done our 4-day field production, our editing, advanced editing. He's done pretty much every course we offer, and he's kind of wanting to do more. He's filmed for Drury Outdoors.
Yep, Drury Outdoors for 3 or 4 days in Ohio last fall.
Yeah, so he's had some experience, wants some more. So,
let me ask you this: what drew you to the life? How did you come across them? Where did you find out about them? And how did you eventually end up standing in an arms room with us doing a podcast?
Well, you know, I was always into hunting. You know, as a kid growing up, and I wanted to start filming my hunts. And once I bought a camera and started filming, I really quickly learned that, you know, you got to know what you're doing to make a good video. And so I kind of started looking online for some, you know, some classes going on, and I just got hooked up with these guys. And, you know, I mean, after 4 days, I went from barely knowing how to run a camera to being able to put together a full length video. I did actually a bear hunt, and it was like a 5-minute full edit video, and it turned out pretty nice. So, you know, it's one of those things, if you go for it, it'll happen pretty quick.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially with these classes going on, you learn a lot. So
I'd like to add too, you know, that you find those diamonds in the rough too, and we're proud of Justin, what he's done, and where he's come from in a year's time. But there's a lot more that goes into it. You know, he's done everything he possibly could from the education standpoint with us in the last year. Don't forget too, he did the Hunt, Learn, Compete event out in Illinois. So that's another thing he had done. And so it's really just taken what we've offered in education, and he's applied it, and he's really, you know, just gone after every opportunity. I mean, he came to us even, he's like, if you guys ever need an intern, let me know. And here he is interning with us. Yeah. He lives here. He moved here from Minnesota. I mean, he is diving in, you know, both feet going for it. And you got to do that. You know, you got
to
do that. So.
Great example, too, because a lot of people ask, do you have to have good camera gear? Do you have to have experience in this and that? What's the classes like? And Justin came to us, and he didn't – you had a camera, right? But you weren't filming hunts previous to that. That was kind of just your first start, correct?
Yeah, I mean, I maybe had an hour behind the lens when I first came to you guys. I mean, I think, Tom, you helped me set up my basic
– yeah, your first camera. Yeah.
I think it was probably 5 months later. I took him to Kentucky, filmed his first whitetail kill, did an awesome job, made season 2 episodes. So right off the bat, I mean, within a year, he was –
he had a credit
filming
on
for television. Yeah. It's pretty
and
cool.
And it's really to be able to touch the industry in that type of manner. You don't find that very often against things of the learning nature that you guys put out there. I hear a lot about how small this industry actually is, how tight-knit it is, and this kind of event that we're at here right now is a good proof of that fact. There's a lot of shared passion amongst the guys that are here, and it reflects in the quality of products that you guys put out, and it reflects in the quality of products that the other sponsors that are here produce.
You know, we appreciate that because that, you know, that's a big part of it is just, you know, we don't ever want to be, our model is designed on helping people achieve their goals. Kind of like you mentioned at the beginning of this. And so we pride ourselves on that. If we see somebody else succeed, heck, let them succeed far and above us. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, that's only another notch in our belt too. Yeah. And to see that, like you said, I think Brad, you know, it makes us proud and it's, you know, it's happening more and more, Justin's doing a great job. He's only lived here for 2 months, and he's been busy. he's been super busy.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome, man. That's pretty awesome.
But another reason why we're here is, you know, not just obviously among friends and getting the interns here and having, you know, we also have the partners here with us. And kind of one of those that was a no-brainer for us when we put this event together was Prime, because, you know, Prime Archery, G5, because we both, Bearded Buck and us at The Life, we both work with them. They're great people, kind of. They're great people, but we have Ryan Silver here from Prime. I'll let him tell a little about yourself. Just a little. Don't tell a lot.
Okay. Well,
5'11". You want to do that whole speech again?
Slightly
overweight.
He lists a little bit to the left when he walks.
And I missed a bird today, so let's get that shit out of the way.
Yeah, I believe you were supposed to get your shirt tail cut off last night.
Yes, you were.
I don't think we ever got around to it.
Well, we're supposed to do a lot of things last night.
That's true.
You got around to a few of them.
Like remember last night.
Some things are best left forgotten.
Right.
What's your role at Prime?
I am the creative producer, so I handle a lot of the ads and online stuff and catalogs and television commercials and all that. So I get to make the fun stuff.
That's cool.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So you're, you were giving me a breakdown of how Prime kind of came about last night, if you can recall.
From what I know,
if you can recall that conversation.
No, I don't recall the conversation, but I'm sure I was telling you what I know.
Which is not a lot. But yeah.
Quest
was the first bows that we made, yes. And we started making broadheads, I believe, in 2001. And then we started making Quest bows. It was a good quality bow at a good price point. And then they really wanted to try and solve the problems with products in the archery world. So Prime came about. And when Prime came about, its real claim to fame was the parallel cam. It was to try and eliminate cam lean and make your bow. We were concentrating on knock travel, mm-hmm. trying to reduce lateral and vertical knock travel. So when you let that arrow go, you want it to be as straight as a laser. So we practically eliminated lateral knock travel with the cams. So there's no cam lean.
Genius.
And then from that point on, it got into material, making a stiff riser so you get less movement in the bow and so on and so forth. And this year we have a new product out called the Synergy, and that is meant to make you aim better.
Better.
So a lot of people are worried about a lot of things, about products that they buy, but they're not worried about the things that actually make you shoot better.
Better, yes.
And aiming is a huge part of shooting good. Like, if you can't aim, I don't care what bow you bought or how much you paid for it, it ain't going to make a damn difference. So
That's true. So every so often, we put out posts on our page here about what guys use, in primarily in Pennsylvania, during specific times of the season. So we ask, what kind of gun do you use? What's your preference for turkey? What's your preference for deer? And during archery season, that question was asked in relation to broadheads. So you get a decent amount of rage in the cage kind of thing. But G5, I think, was the most popular answer, popular suggestion in relation to broadheads that were being used by at least our followers. So I thought that was impressive because you guys are relatively not brand new, but you were.
Yeah, there's a lot of companies that are quite a bit older than us, that's for sure. We specialize in machining very intricate parts, and that's kind of where the broadheads came from. We can handle really tight tolerances, we can make metal really sharp, and we can make it very precise. And they were good at that before they started making broadheads, and they just started making broadheads because the family that owns the company is very passionate with outdoors and hunting. So they decided to make a product that they can really believe in and stand behind.
Yep.
And that's where G5 came from.
Well, somebody must be doing some very good creative work to get their
creative producer needs a raise. Yeah. I'll tell you that right now.
More vacation.
So, you know, more vacation time.
We'll say also with the bows, with the prime bows, I see a lot more of them pop up when asking those types of questions and pop up with pictures of people that send us their harvests. Prime seems to be picking up steam in the state of Pennsylvania as well, at least in relation to the people that we see using them. Is it primarily a hunter's bow? Do you produce competition?
Yeah, we make target bows as well, yes, and hunting bows. I mean, hunting's a huge part of our market, that's for sure, but we spend a lot of effort to try and get target bows across the world. I mean, there's a lot of competition overseas, a lot of competition archery, not a whole lot of hunting.
No,
in Europe and like Great Britain and all, they don't hunt a whole lot. I mean, there's some hunting there, but there isn't a whole lot.
Is it Matt that came with you?
Mike
Collins. He's
the head of international sales.
Sales manager, and now he's absorbed quite a bit of the states over here too. And he's a big target guy. He's more of a hunting target guy, you know. I mean, he got into shooting a bow with hunting, and he just started to shoot targets. And then sometimes it's vice versa. Guys get into hunting because they're target bow shooters. Mm-hmm. So it's a good overlap.
It's an unfortunate aspect of our culture in general, the fact that the majority of people out there probably pick up their bow twice before you go out and hunt.
Most guys do, honestly.
They'll slap
a broadhead on that bow
and they're ready to go.
They'll bring their block and shoot it real quick and then get up in that tree stand.
I had buddies that wouldn't even shoot from season to season. They would not pick up the bow. They'd leave the broadhead on the end and just pick it up when the next season starts.
So if you think about that in the target world, guys shoot 300 arrows a day.
Yeah.
Now, I've been working for the company for almost 5 years now, and I haven't shot 300 arrows in my life. And probably most hunters haven't either. They really need a product that's going to deliver once it gets all tuned and taken care of, because chances are they're not pulling that bow out until it's time to go hunting.
Do you have a youth model? Does Prime produce a youth
Prime
model?
Prime does not. Prime makes very high-end, top echelon, elite products. And Prime bows can be used by anybody, but shouldn't be used by everybody. So if you're serious about it, you buy Prime.
If you are...
You know, just getting into it, we have another brand called Quest, and we create kids' bows and women's bows and price point bows, and they're very high end quality as well. They're just more on the price point end, you know, if you're starting off or if you're trying to teach your kids, it's
great. Some real versatile bows there too.
Absolutely. With drawline, we have a radical that you can adjust from 17 inches all the way out to 31 inches, from 15 pounds to 70 pounds without a bow press. Yeah.
That's
so
a
if you're buying
right
a kid's
there.
Bow,
that's a transition.
Exactly. So if you're buying a bow for your child, you don't have to get a new bow every year because he keeps getting taller. You know, yep. I mean, my kid's into hockey and I'm tired of buying hockey skates. They need to make a radical
sick
hockey skate.
Radical hockey
just
skate.
For killing.
Talk to the Graces, man. Yeah, they make that happen.
No, they don't like hockey, so. Or maybe they do. I don't know.
Like them old school roller skates that they used to make that you just slid over top
exactly.
of your shoes.
Exactly. Something like that, but not crappy
that's
like those
right.
things.
Adjust
yeah.
it
you're
out.
Something
yeah.
there.
So, yeah. Prime, G5, a lot of good buzz in both atmospheres in our arena, for sure.
Yeah.
And who else, who from a sponsorship standpoint, I know you guys are all intertwined here.
Yeah.
Who else from the industry, we'll say, is here at this event right now?
We've got Traeger. Traeger Grills is out here. And
Badlands Packs.
Yep, Blake from Badlands. And, you know, as far as partners go, that's it. You know, we had three different partners. We didn't want to, you know, flood it either and have too many here that we couldn't spend that time with.
Place isn't big enough.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's right. Certainly not the case. But you know what I mean. But then we also have some other industry friends here. You know, we've got Rick Malik and Dan Thurston from Drury Outdoors. You know, they come in and did some filming. And actually, they doubled up yesterday. So they're the team to beat. Yeah. And Ryan, you... You shot yesterday. Yeah, let's bring that back around. It's, no.
We already told that back around. Okay.
Yes, I'm just kidding.
Right, I missed.
I'm just kidding.
Everybody missed. You tell me you ain't never missed.
No, I'm probably going to miss because I'm busting your chops.
Yeah. It's called so karma. Much. Sucks. You're about to deal with it.
I am about to deal with it. Oh, that's funny.
Everybody misses, Brian. Everybody misses.
Oh, yeah.
I've missed the same deer 3 times.
Really?
One sit, yeah.
Same deer.
What kind of bow did you shoot?
Times.
Yeah.
Well, this was,
maybe you should buy a prime.
This was,
just saying.
Is it the radical?
This was a Jennings that my father traded an old dirt bike to one of his buddies for.
Wow.
So it was probably 15 years when I started shooting.
Wow, that's
this
old school.
I would think I was probably 15 or 16. But yeah, everybody misses.
Yeah, if you don't miss, you're not hunting enough,
exactly,
period. You know,
exactly.
That's what it's all about.
Can't miss unless you're hunting, right?
That's true.
That's true too. That's right. Good point. Right. Yeah.
Genius again.
Yeah. Genius again. Just full of genius.
I have my moments.
Creative genius.
I do have one question for Ryan. He's the creative producer. That's the role, right?
Yes. Yes, sir.
You see all these new web series come about, all these new guys starting their own little groups. What do you look for when you get those emails come across the board for sponsorship?
You're going to put me right on the spot.
Yeah.
Yes, we love it.
What do I look for? Not what everybody else looks for. So it's completely different. I look for originality. That's a huge thing for me. It's easy to watch a guy hunt. It's not easy to watch a good story. Mm-hmm. That's why we have guys like you guys, The Life and Jason Matzinger and even Tim Burnett. It's they have a good story to tell, and they tell it really well. So I guess that's one thing I really am looking for is it's not about your hunting show. It's about your life.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't have any character and you don't have any originality or any creativity to bring to the table, we don't really want to see it.
Right.
I mean, everybody's, you know, like you said, everybody's got their flip phones out. Everybody's doing their own hunting shows. And, that's cool. And you should do that. You should continue to do that. But if you want to try and get a sponsor for anything like that, you have to
take that next step.
You have to believe in what you are trying to do, see it at the end, the light at the end of the tunnel, and try and go get it. Yep. Now, it doesn't mean we're going to like it or somebody else isn't going to love it or whatever the case may be, but if you don't have that goal to get to the end of the tunnel, then you're just going through the motions, and there's plenty of that, man.
Oh, yeah.
So there's no reason...
Oh, yeah.
It's saturated for sure. Yeah.
That's the tough part.
I was just going to elaborate on that too. That's one nice thing about what these guys are doing here with these classes too. Because, you know, my biggest concern was going into it, what's going to happen after these 4 days? You know, I got my knowledge, I got my gear. What am I going to do? And basically, I kind of just kept in contact with Tom and Nick through the whole thing, and they were looking for work for me. So it's kind of one of the nice things, like you were saying, with your originality. If you have any questions after the film the hunt classes, you can just email these guys or call these guys, and they'll help you build your storyline, build your sizzle reel, and kind of get yourself in that place to market yourself to the right people who are looking to hire.
And you got to ask those questions. You got to talk to these guys and trust that they know what they're doing and find out what it is that you can, what they can help you with to get to the light at the end of the tunnel that you're trying to get to.
Yep, and they will help you with that too. I mean, they have multiple kids going at one time, or students, I should say, and on top of their graduates page also. That's a great way to market yourself to people in the industry.
I think I appreciate that, Justin, because, you know, it's funny because people do ask those questions, and I think they're probably pretty surprised at our answers sometimes. Our answers are atypical to what you think. You know, like, I'm sure, Ryan, how many media kits do you see come across your desk?
Hundreds.
Yeah, literally. I mean, you know, and that's one of the first questions. So what should my media kit, you know, look like, and what should I do? And, you know, we won't have this conversation about educating you in that right now, but I will say this. You know, Nick and I pretty much went at this in art in the beginning of it with no media kit, a more passion and a vision and a goal that we believed in. Just like Ryan said, it wasn't like, well, here's my media kit and here's our pricing structure. No. It was atypical to what they're used to seeing, and that stood out.
And originality goes farther than just the show. It's how you present yourself too. And that's one thing that you guys had. You didn't just drop a media kit on us, because to be honest with you, I mean, sometimes we don't even really look at them.
Deliver
it the same way. Originality is huge in every step that you take.
And that's kind of, we talked about this in the last podcast that we did with you guys. The Bearded Buck as an entity, my attention was drawn to the Bearded Buck based off of the quality of content that they were putting out.
Sure, yeah.
A nice clean logo, a clever concept behind it.
Very different show.
Their general presence is, as Ryan was saying, different enough that it created appeal, but also of high quality enough that you almost had to pay attention to it against the other stuff you see out in our already saturated industry. In the same way with you guys. The quality is what drew me to pay attention to want to watch the life. So
that's a hard thing to do. It's a hard thing to do.
You guys talk about passion constantly, passion. Yeah. You know, the Bearded Buck and Jerry, especially out there in the blind. I've never seen him get so excited when he's out there with his kids in the blind.
One of the most passionate guys I've ever met.
With all the guys that hunt with them. You know, once they have a kill, whether it's Austin in there or it's Mike filming, whatever, they're so excited, you know, and you see that excitement. And half the time they put it on Facebook Live, and I love watching it. You know, sometimes it brings tears in my eyes. I'm like,
absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
He does so much for kids. I mean, there's so many kids that have got their first animal here. And not many people will invite, you know, friends and their kids to come shoot their first animal. He's doing so much for the sport in this small area, and it's it'll be cool to see that come to fruition on TV.
I mean, heck, even look at this, take this event right here. I mean, how many people do you know that would just invite people to hunt their private ground? He's not an outfitter. This isn't a hunting lodge that we're in. This is his personal hunting camp and his personal ground.
How many people do you know that would invite you to a place like this and just leave the gun safe? I mean, we're just like in and out of here, guys, do your thing, literally.
Especially after meeting Ryan, you know, someone like
that's right. Check his pockets on the way
He's taking pictures and stuff. It's creeped me out.
There's no duffel bag. There's no duffel bags allowed in the gun room.
Ryan goes out 30 pounds heavier. Something sticking out of the back of his shirt.
Any response?
No, but you're right. I can't say enough about Jerry. No. And honestly, our friendship with him and what he's about. I mean, the Bearded Buck is going to succeed for a lot of reasons. Yes, the quality that they're putting out, the show quality in the end after it leaves our production room, and then not to mention the characters. And I think we can all agree that there's no lack in character.
I've heard musings about who might be one of the stars of the Bearded Buck show. From a comedic standpoint, the shirtless one.
Any guesses? Any guesses? Ryan, you got any guesses? Shirtless wonder.
I would assume that you're talking about Cud.
Ding, 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 ding.
That would be Cud.
Yeah, stay tuned for that. That's going to be interesting. Yeah. That's going to be interesting.
You think I'm funny? Check that guy out.
He is as polarizing a figure as I've ever met, and there is no shame.
No doubt.
Man either, so.
Between Jerry and Cud on TV watching, Jerry pretty much make Cud do whatever he wants him to do. And then Cud will say, no, I'm not going to do that. And then Jerry goes, do it, Cud. And he goes, all right, I'm going to do that. Not because you asked me to.
Because I want to.
That's every episode is something similar to that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think we had a really, really great show here. And I know that the wife has a lot of filming and some stuff to do. So we're going to let them get out of here. I want the wife to give their information out one last time here. Let us know where we can find you, your film school, and all that stuff. So go ahead.
Yeah, for the TV show, obviously we're on Mondays at 9 p.m. right now. But for information on that is www.thelife.tv.
Season one is on DVD, by the way, on our website. That's
actually
just available.
Saturday. Is it?
Oh,
is
yeah.
It yesterday?
Today.
Today.
No, what's today? Sunday.
Dang,
yesterday.
We missed it.
We missed it. We missed it. We don't know what day it is. When you're at the beer box, you don't know what day it is.
Yeah,
yeah, but from an education standpoint, guys, again, filmthehunt.com. That'll give you all the information you need there. And wherever you don't find the information on our online platforms, there's emails, phone numbers. I mean, our direct lines are on there. So use them, call us. We're always willing to talk and help you out. And yeah, I guess don't forget, too, the Bearded Bucks starting. I know you're going to do a show with them, but that starts in July on Pursuit Channel. So super pumped about that.
All good things.
How about you, really cool Ryan? Things. Where are they finding the primes?
If you want to check out Prime Bows, you go to g5prime.com or G5 Outdoors to look at some sweet broadheads.
Sweet broadheads.
All right, you heard it right here with the Life and Prime. Thank you for tuning in. One great episode right here.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys.
One great episode.
PA Rut Reports, hunting, fishing, and outdoors.
Out.